Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah! Mark Grody is here with a Bears hit. One word, he is on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And considering that there is snow coming to Chicago, going to Circa seems like a really good idea right about now. Groats, you're at Hallis Hall. What do we need to know?
It's also when I'm glad, Lawrence, that I am not working the sidelines. I could leave my puffy jacket at home and all the layers. I'll be nice and toasty in the press box on Sunday watching the Bears and Giants. But another full day out here in Lake Forest and some good news right off the bat. Practicing in full today were DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. So expect to have the full complement of running backs moving this Sunday. Returning to practice on a limited basis, you knew they'd be coming back. Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Kevin Byard was back out there today. Sightseeing Roshan Johnson as well. Those not practicing, and it's been a concern all year for TJ Edwards, it feels like. He did not practice today, nor did Josh Blackwell. Dominique Robinson still out. Joe Tooney did not practice because he is a little bit on the older side, and they gave him a nice day to rest. I want to get you guys right. We're going to do the coordinators here in a second, but I want to get you guys right into the locker room because we have to discuss Roma Dunze, the Bears' second-year wide receiver, on his dad's tweets. Yep, that's what we're talking about here. James Odunze was critical of Roma Dunze's usage, which against Cincinnati was 3 targets and 0 catches. So eventually we had to ask Roma Dunze about it. Here's how it sounded.
Your father's not the first father to tweet about his son, but what have you thought about the recent stuff that he's posted? Because people are making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, no, I don't make a big deal out of it. You know, obviously he has his opinions, I have mine, and he feel like he needs to voice those things on social media. But you know, that's his prerogative. But you know, he speaks for himself. I speak for myself. Have I talked to him? Yes.
Yeah. Have you guys discussed those exchanges?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah.
What did you say?
I'll keep that private.
Are you going to mention to him that 30 people and a bunch of cameras were asking you about his tweets?
I'm sure he's going to know from the videos that are posted after this. But, yeah, no, he knows. But, no, I won't. We probably won't talk about it after that.
You said you speak for yourself. He speaks for himself. How do you feel about your situation here?
Oh, man, I'm happy. You know, I'm just trying to do my job within this, you know, organization. That's, you know, as a leader, as a, you know, as a person, as an individual, and then as a football player. So trying to excel at a, you know, Hall of Fame level in both those aspects. So that's all I'm focused on.
So does it bother you, know, when your dad does that and then you got to answer questions about it?
No, it really don't. You know, I'm pretty good at answering questions. So I don't mind it. You know, like I said, he has his opinions. And at the end of the day, you know, he's a Rome fan, you know what I mean? He's in full support of Romo Dunze, so that's first and foremost for him. But, you know, I love my pops.
The video the Bears put out of your blocking.
I did, yeah.
What
did
you think of that whole
montage? Oh, it was cool. I appreciate them doing that. Obviously, it's kind of a unspoken rule, or not rule, I guess, unspoken, underappreciated aspect of wide receiver play that I feel like, you know, I excelled at in that game. Just looking to build on that for sure.
Man. That is
outstanding.
How impressive is that, young man?
That is outstanding. That's how you handle something like that. And that is a credit to James Odunze. I'm serious.
You're right.
That he has raised a son that understands. He knew exactly how to work this. He didn't disrespect his dad. He didn't disrespect his coaches. He didn't disrespect himself, and he didn't disrespect his teammates. That is brilliant. That is one of those things that, speaking of underappreciated, that's the type of thing that should be taught to people on how to handle a scandal like that.
Yeah, especially in the modern age when the stuff's going to come up. And he knows, like him saying, oh, my dad's going to see this, guys. Like,
yes.
The videos are going to be out there. Yeah, that is exemplary.
It's brilliant.
Really great stuff from Rome. I'm taking a quick note, Groats, and just give me a second here. Never be that kind of dad.
Too late.
As my son grows to make him have to answer for it. But also as a dad, I got to give him credit, though, Lawrence. You're right, because that is a strong young man who's comfortable voicing his opinion. And if his dad was strong and voiced his opinion in the house growing up, and they voiced it back and forth at each other, had some good confrontations every once in a while where you're like, yeah, that's right, son, stand up strong. Maybe that's part of how he gets to be as impressive as he is.
Yeah, I really love everything about it, because you go into it, and even him being like, no, I'm not going to tell you what I said to my dad. Just know that I talked to him.
He shouldn't. No, I talked to him. We'll keep that private. But yeah. No, Grody, were the beat guys as impressed as we are hearing that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the other key part to this, guys, too, is I think it was Leisure who asked the question, are you happy here? Because that's really what it comes down to. At the end of the day, you know, the dad is not happy about what's been going on, but Romo Dunze seems to be, get the feeling he's being honest, seems to be very happy in this offense, talking about the blocking and getting credit for that and what they put up on social media. I know you guys were talking, I think that was you guys talking about that yesterday.
That's a
smart move, right? Right.
Yeah.
I think you guys said specifically it was a very smart move by the Chicago Bears to put that up there. And I think he appreciated that. And I think, you know, like Rome, and I think a lot of these guys understand what the buy-in is with this head coach. And they also understand that this head coach would love to get everybody the ball, to get everybody involved. And Ben Johnson literally told us that he stays up late at night and loses sleep trying to figure out how to get the ball to everybody.
Imagine being a second-year wide receiver, and all of a sudden you find yourself on a team that's 5-3 with the fourth-best offense in the NFL, with playoff possibilities. It's a good place to be, man. It's a good place to be, as long as you don't get lost in your own ego about targets and touches. And he does not seem to be that kind of kid. Good stuff.
I wondered today if CD Gardner Johnson.
CD Deuce?
CD Deuce.
CGJG.
Whatever we want it to be. And now I'm mad I didn't ask him at the end of the interview, like, what's your name today? But I did approach him as CD. What would you like to call yourself today? CGJ? It was actually what this turned out to be, guys, an impromptu take the North exclusive because Weedsy and I kind of like saw each other in the middle of the locker room as we were both working different paths. I said, hey, you want to go talk to CeeDee Gardner-Johnson? We're both like, And so we did. We talked to him for about 6 or 7 minutes or so. So you're going to hear a bunch of that on our Take the North episode tomorrow. All sorts of good stuff here, but I want to play an excerpt from it. And the first question I asked him was, how are you feeling after one game? Plus, you're going to hear some pretty good insights on Jackson Dart and what the Giants are all about.
It's familiar territory playing with DA. Now I got to get comfortable and being, how can I say it, able to make more plays within the defense by being more detailed even more since I've been here. Gave up a touchdown last week. Detailing wise, so I think that and playing my leverages a little bit better and understanding what coach is calling for me to do so I can continue to make an impact early like I've been doing.
What do you think about the upcoming opponents, the Wandale and Slayton and these guys? Obviously been around these dudes, so what do you think about them?
I played them for a couple years. I played them for a couple years straight now. Great group. They got a quarterback now, so with confidence and fire, so we just got to go out there with confidence and fire to match them.
You got something for rookie quarterbacks now that you're a veteran, man. Like, do you think about that? Like, are there things that, whether you'd share with us or not, you think in the back of your head that are common things when you go up against a young quarterback?
He bring a fire to that team. So you got to really tame the fire because when it gets going, it's rolling. As you've seen a couple weeks back when they was on the road in Denver and when they play home against Philly, they actually know how to get the train rolling. So ready to maintain the fire and understand that we got to keep everything in front of us.
How does that fire show up for Jackson? Obviously,
he does a lot of great. To be honest with you, for a young quarterback, and regardless of the record, he's played damn good ball by keeping his team in a lot of close games and giving his team a chance to win. So people got to respect that. Like regardless of the score, like for example, the Denver game, he gave his team a chance to win. You know, he played with his chip on his shoulder and got it hard on the sleeve, and he's a great competitor.
Man, it's so interesting. Some of those guys who have terrible reputations for being problems, when they're focused, they're interesting to listen to, aren't they?
100%. And I think that he's right, too, about what Jackson Dart has provided. And I like hearing that. I also like hearing, I gave up a touchdown because I didn't have proper detail. And that's a guy that's just walked in the door. So, yeah, he's familiar with what Dennis Allen wants to do, but you got to figure out how all this works with the new personnel that you're around.
I've been assuming that Dennis Allen is going to throw some exotic pass rush stuff at a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart in a way that maybe he didn't as much with Joe Flacco, or at least he's going to expect a different reaction from Jackson Dart than he got from Joe Flacco, who picked them apart.
It'll be interesting to see what some of the coverages are with Jackson Dart because of his ability to run. Like, you might want to throw some two-man, but then you do that, and that has guys turning their backs to a guy who can move, and that could be problematic. I wonder the opposite, Speaks. I wonder if it's a drop seven situation. Like, I'm gonna dress this up, and then you're gonna have to find the window to throw the ball to.
We don't think you can find the window, so we're gonna stay at home in case you do run.
Yeah, and we feel like our pass rush will be able to get there and make some plays on you.
Mark Grody, you still there? Lawrence and I got caught up talking.
I love it. That's the name of the segment here, man. I'm playing stuff. I got my opinions. I love hearing you guys react. But yeah, no, I was looking. You know, Wandale Robinson, he's no joke. Fit 540 yards and a couple touchdowns. That he mentioned Darius Slayton. That's who he was talking to. I was asking about for 254 yards this year. Their tight end, Theo Johnson out of Penn State, 239 yards this year. He's a 41 yard long. So they've got, like, there's talent on this Giants team, but as was the prevailing theme, this is just a team that record-wise, 2-7, lost 3 in a row, has not been able to put it together. But teams like that have talent, they can be scary because it could show up at any time. Now, it's nice that the Bears don't have to deal with Malik Nabers, nor do they have to deal with Cam Scataboo, who had that brutal knee injury.
You know, a texter mentions, I'm not sure if people realize, that Jackson Dart wears a headband, and part of the reason he wears the headband is because he went to the same high school as Jim McMahon, and he's always had an affinity for the Bears because of the defense that they play and because of the McMahon factor of his own high school. So that's the
seven
headband.
Bears. Seven Bears.
He gets seven Bears. He gets eight if it's Roselle that's on the headband.
That's going to be on there.
Oh, Lawrence, if he did Roselle, I mean, that might be nine plus.
Whoa!
I know I'm getting I know.
He's on the opposition, Mark.
Yeah, but he loves the Bears.
I understand that. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's heavy-duty stuff right there. If he not only does he appreciate Jim McMahon, but he understands one of the subtleties of Jim McMahon, and that is Roselle. These kids, they don't understand. But if he does understand that, nine-plus Bears.
So let's get into the story that came out of this game. We I know that you had some smoke for him, and I had some smoke for him, too. How's Richard Hightower doing?
Well, why don't we just play? I'm going to play a big chunk of Richard Hightower. Everything went wrong for the special teams against Cincinnati, with the big ones being the kick return touchdown to start the game, and then obviously the snafu with Daniel Hardy touching him on the onside kick. But there was much more that went wrong than just that. Here is Richard Hightower taking those questions today.
Message to the group is, hey, guys, that's not our best brand of football. I take responsibility for it. Obviously, they look in the mirror and take responsibility for what they do, but I tell them, you know, I take responsibility for it, and it's got to be better. But guess what, guys? We found a way to win. We found a way to win several different ways this year. And going forward, if we want to be the team that we want to be, we got to get those things cleaned up.
You said you take responsibility. Are there changes that have to be made, or was this just a bad game?
No, I mean, I think for sure it was a bad game. I mean, I think everyone can see that. But it's my unit. I always take responsibility for it. I've always done that, and I'm always going
to
do that.
And do there have to be changes? Like, if there had to be adjustments?
Yeah, there were adjustments.
You have to play better.
There were adjustments that need to be made, but that's coaches and players, right? It's never just on the coaches, and it's never just on the players. We're a team. We made adjustments. You want to talk about some adjustments? We made some adjustments to the kickoff coverage after the play that we never want to see happen, but it did happen. So the resolve in the group was outstanding in the second half, and we need to build off of that. And nobody in that room, all right, wants to get it corrected more than the players, all right? And we are going to work night and day to get it all cleaned up. I can promise you that. I will bust my ass, and they will too, all right, to get it cleaned up.
Well, I will bust my ass, and they will too. Richard feeling it, understanding that. I didn't hear a lot of specifics. I don't know if any came out of it. I don't know if he would ever share any of it. You asked for changes. You got no answer on that very specific question.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of specific. I didn't necessarily expect them to be like, yeah, here's what we're going to do with the configuration. I'm going to pull this guy. I'm going to put this guy. Like, I didn't necessarily expect him to say that.
You know, Ben Johnson said lane integrity. Said that they didn't have lane integrity on some of those returns, and I found that interesting, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear, you know, maybe even tomorrow from Ben Johnson on what his part, because he did say, Ben Johnson did, that he is going to, you know, have his foot a little bit more involved in the special teams, which I think Patrick Manley said usually means they're going to give special teams extra time out there. But it would be interesting to circle back around to Ben Johnson and see what they have, since he's the one that is transparent and completely honest, what they have figured out and if there is something different they could do on special teams to make it better than it was. Because you just can't have – everybody knows that. Like, you're not a winning team if your special teams are letting you down. You just cannot have what happened in this last game. And there's been problems throughout the year.
You know, being angry at Richard Hightower is Lawrence's bit. And when I say that, it's actually a real thing that he feels that has turned into a bit, which is often how it goes in the show. But, man, I found that cut really empty. Like, lots of bluster and just...
Yes, that's Richard Hightower.
Like, just kind of sort of bluster.
That's the point I've been trying to make about Richard Hightower. It's an empty suit.
I thought he was a little bit more direct and serious about what he was talking about today. I am not positive of what more specifically, and I'm with you guys. Like, it hasn't been good. It wasn't good. And I appreciate Lawrence's anger too. But I just don't know what else he could have said about the whole scenario. He's mad. It's got to change.
Yeah.
They know all of that. So I don't know. Like, maybe there is more. And there are, like, that's a minute's worth of Richard Hightower. He did go, like, he was asked about the kick return and
okay.
what should have happened on the onside kick. So it was a lot of, what should have happened, what needs to be better throughout it. But I did find that to be like the most compelling part of it, just hearing him solo.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go and watch the whole thing and see what I think about that. I like that he did clarify that it is his unit. If anybody was questioning, it is my unit.
It's important to know that.
Yeah. Everyone can see that, but I always, it's my unit.
It is his unit.
We've got more with Grody. Part two of the Bears hit is next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com. He's like Grody, but you're my Brody. Yeah. But bro,
yeah.
So you're like Brody. Yeah.
That's creative stuff from Olin. That's how that works. That'll be in the song. Working on the song for the Brody and Ruth show.
Why do I feel like you're not working on the song?
That you would be correct.
Oh, come on, Mark. Life is full, you know?
Come on, man. You and I have known each other long enough to know when either of us is being disingenuous with the other. It's all good,
true.
Buddy.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I'm guilty at times, too.
Yeah, I'm not working on it yet, but I'll let you know when I really get cracking on it.
Although I got to tell you really quick before I get to Declan Doyle and Dennis Allen with some really good stuff. Like when I went to see you guys at Tribute to Source, I got to tell you, you're going to be really happy with this. Before we walked in, there was somebody outside. This is how big you are. We're saying, hey, guys, hey, who needs tickets? Who needs tickets? Scalpers were working the Tributo show, okay. Spiegel. That's when you know you have made it.
God.
I like that a lot.
That's crazy.
As you walked in, with
I thought it was interesting
ladies.
Myself. Showed, I was like, "Wow!"
That show didn't even sell out, so I don't understand what the hell was happening there.
I've
got to tell you some secrets about members of your band.
All
right, so I'll switch it. Actually, you had a scam artist outside of
there.
Your
you
show.
Go.
Just yeah, you should be very proud.
And that
very
man
proud.
Was Tim Donaghy.
All that you've done.
Yep, that was him.
All right, go ahead, Groats. What you got?
All right. Yeah, let's get to Declan Doyle, the Bears' young offensive coordinator. Look, we're all greedy for Caleb Williams. Some spectacular things happened against Cincinnati. The 58-yard play was straight up money. But how about the complete game? Here's Declan Doyle.
The things that he does well, particularly well in those situations, how can you guys coach that to be more consistent throughout all 60 minutes?
Yeah,
really, we would love to see that all the time in the game. But I think what makes him kind of special is in those moments where it kind of speeds up for everyone else, it doesn't really speed up for him. In some ways, it slows down. And so he has great poise in those moments. He has great leadership in those moments. Our guys feel really comfortable with him in those moments. And you're trying to extract that in every single down. That really is his comfortability in the offense, the operation, what we're doing, and that just continues to grow and progress.
Comfortability continues to grow and progress. That's the big arc. That's the big arc. We can get lost in the specifics on a given week, but here by Thursday, I'm ready to sit in that, the growing comfortability.
Groats, have you seen that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's been progress, and he has certainly, like, yeah, this is the thing I've been saying. Like, I'm as critical of it as anybody of Caleb Williams because I want him to be great. I want the Bears to have a franchise quarterback. He does look better than he did last year. He does look more comfortable than he did last year. And he's got a whole hell of a lot more on his plate this year with this coach in terms of all the motions and the different schemes and the Ben Johnson-ness of it all. You could tell, like, just from hearing from Ben Johnson yesterday and from Declan Doyle today and assistants and people around the building, it's not like these are massive jumps forward, but it has been a nice, steady, and I'll use the word, comfortable progression for Caleb Williams this year, which really makes me wonder what it's going to look like after week 17 for Caleb Williams this year if it continues to take these nice steps forward.
You mentioned the Ben Johnson-ness of it all. Declan has seen some sides of Ben that maybe we do not see on the regular.
Yeah, so Ben Johnson has shared with us that occasionally he, Ben Johnson, can be unpleasant on the old headset.
You could ask our offensive coaching staff. I can say some things on the headset that aren't too pleasant.
Yeah, that's it. So I asked Declan Doyle, how does that manifest itself?
I don't know if there's anything that triggers it. I think anytime I don't see a different Ben, you know, some people may talk about that, like game day versus when Ben is in between the white lines, he's very serious about what's going on. There's got to be clear lines of communication. For somebody in a normal job, that might sound a little different than how you guys would talk to each other or something like that. But for us, it's very normal. You know, we just want to make sure that we're clear. Everybody is understanding, you know, what needs to get done. And we're just clear about what our expectations are. And so that would be, you know, I think Ben is very clear about that.
So different from another job, as in he can yell at you guys? Is that what it comes down to? Or
I don't know if you want
to be emotional.
Yelling if you want. I mean, really, we're communicating, and we're just trying to make sure we're all on the same page, and then our players are on the same page.
There was a clip a few weeks ago where they showed him, it appeared like he was saying into the mic, shut the bleep up to somebody. Is that just like, you know, just business for you guys? That's just matter of fact? Okay, I need to be quiet and move on, and...
Yeah, we're just rolling there. You laugh. I mean, it's like that might be weird when you look at that, and that's business as usual. That's
equivalent of in a cubicle just telling the next person, hey, do you mind quieting down a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to work.
Man, I love it.
Declan wants no part of that conversation.
I would not like to be the person who says that Ben is angry. I would not like to be the person who says anything that Ben might not like me say.
I would not like to be the person that confirms what everyone thinks as we watch Ben on the sidelines.
That's just business as usual.
What if George McCaskey got on those headsets down
he,
there?
He
on
wouldn't
the
like
sidelines.
Hearing some of the words.
I he know wouldn't that. Like me when I'm angry. Yeah, yeah,
that's not how George talks at all.
George would just hop on headset, and every once in a while he'd go, "Go Bears!"
George would hop on the headset and be like, "Can someone edit that out like Hard Knocks? That would be great.
If we could clean that up, that would be really good."
Send an email.
What he does know, what I don't think Ben Johnson understands, he's talking to a bunch of media people, and I think we all understand, in all of our shops, it gets heated. It gets heated. There's yelling that occurs.
Not here on the afternoon show. I don't know what you guys are doing over on middays, but.
Well, yeah, we do get a little bit. It's Marshall, really. I mean, Marshall just pops off. Like, he rips the headphones off, slams them down, yells at Layla, yells at me, and then does laps around the building.
Yeah, the most even-keeled guy ever.
I know. Exactly. And he walks out of the booth and walks around because he doesn't like hanging out with us.
I mean, you don't,
classic Marshall.
You don't have to call out Rami like that. I mean, I know that's how Rami treats Studs and all the nighttime producers, but you don't have to call him out like that.
I'm thinking of all the legit moments of rage that I have witnessed or been a part of, and I'm going to ask you about Dennis Allen instead. Uh-huh. So Dennis Allen and the defense really had a struggle. I don't know how much Dennis attributes to himself and scheme or players. The players all pointed at themselves, said it was them making mistakes. What was the vibe like with Dennis today?
Are you talking about Dan McNeil? Did he ever go off and yell? Is that what you're talking about?
So back to Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen. somebody had to ask him about giving up 42 to the Bengals, and here's the answer to that.
What was that like for you, and what needs to get better to avoid?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing, you know, over the last couple of weeks, I think we got to finish games better. You know, when you really look at that game, there's 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the game, and we'd held them to 20 offensive points. So there's a lot of good things that happened, and yet there's a lot of things that we needed to fix. So we won't ever apologize for winning. We won that one. We're moving on to the next one. Here we go, New York Giants. You know, hopefully we'll fix some of the things that needed to be fixed.
All right, so hold on. So we won't apologize for winning. What did Hightower say? We found a way to win it as well. That's the two coordinators. Did either of them thank the offense for bailing their ass out? Because that's what actually happened.
It's true. And you know what? We haven't had a whole lot of that around here through the years, Spiegel. So I think that was kind of nice. Yeah, they do owe us a slight nod to that. And I didn't play my entire question in there, but I did preface it with, I know that the I didn't say company line, but the mantra around here has been a win is a win. Ben Johnson said, don't feel guilty about wins. So I was trying to eliminate him from bringing that up by prefacing it.
Sure.
But that's what it comes down to. And they are right. I mean, it was a win. The Bears are 5-3. But right. Again, I'll go back to that word sustainability. And right. All three of us sitting right here know that giving up 42 points and the 52 points they gave up against Detroit and some of the other defensive lapses is
that.
Not good enough.
Yeah, no, it's just it's rare that the offense is the one bailing them out around these parts, as you mentioned. But that's what happens. So I don't know, both those coordinators saying, well, we found a way to win. Yeah, well,
it's true, though.
I know. Collective did find a way to win. Okay.
Right. Mike. And we do the rest. Right. Like, we'll pick it apart. We'll get specific.
Sure,
and of course, that's what they're doing, too. They know everything that we're talking about. That's what they're talking about. So sometimes some of this is public face versus what reality is. And what we're talking about is reality. And I promise they understand what reality is, too.
Nuggets and tidbits.
Yes. Nuggets and tidbits for the day today. So just keeping on with this Ben Johnson-ness, as we're coining here on this show in real time. Tyreek Stevenson referred to Ben Johnson as, quote, a crazy man. In a good way. Kyle Manungai, as we said, is back in full force. He says that he received hundreds of text messages after his big game against Cincinnati. And there's one other thing, like on the semi, we don't really talk about this much, but this week is a non-padded practice week, a no-contact week for the Bears. So, you know, just wondering how much that changes things in the preparation or hurts things in the preparation for this game against the Giants. And, of course, most of the coaches and the players that were asked about it said it doesn't really matter. You still have to stick to what you have to do out there.
Interesting. I appreciate you bringing that up. We'll see how physical it gets and if it feels like they're prepared for it or not. Interesting.
Groats, great job.
And then the rest of the CD, Gardner Johnson. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Lawrence.
We got to get to categories, man.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I know it's the most important part of the show, but we'll have the rest of that CeeDee Gardner-Johnson interview tomorrow on Take the North.
Take the North exclusive, baby.
That's right. It is. It turned out to be that way, and we'll get into some of the trash-talking part and some of that side of his personality as well. So thank you for indulging me, gentlemen. Enjoy categories. I hope it's great.
Thanks, buddy.
Give my best to Dave Wanstead as well.
We hope it's great, too.
You know it will be. You know it will.
I'm hosting. It's going to be money.
Our hopes aren't high, though.
Does Kuhn host it ever, or did you guys officially fire him from that?
He has, and he's been disgraced. Then he's been brought back from disgrace.
Yeah, but he'll be reinstated and disgraced at some point in the future.
It's already happened three times, Grody.
I'm rooting for you, kid.
I'm rooting for him, too.
Hey, man, you before Alex, you know, became big time, on the clock, baby, you know, I got a lot of love for Alex Kuhn.
Okay, that's great. You can
a
take
branch
care of it
on the Grody tree, yeah. Remember?
All right, good.
That's
okay,
right.
Bye-bye. All
see
right,
guys.
See ya.
That's
bye.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Categories is next on the score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. That's the name of the game. We do it every week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. Two categories are sports related. One is not. And the host, who in this case is me, announces the category, and then the other three contestants and you at home, the listener, or you wherever you are, the listener, get to play along. Last night, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, extending his record to 204 career triple-doubles. The other night, against the Sixers, Josh Giddey had a triple-double. His ninth, he is third on the Bulls' all-time list of triple-doubles. I have the top 25 here, and I should say the last 10 people on this list have only one triple-double in their Bulls' career. That's how far down it goes. So 25 people, Bulls' history, career triple-doubles. Josh Giddey is third. Who are the rest? Lawrence.
Michael Jordan.
Number one with 28 triple-doubles. Tanny.
Scottie Pippen.
Number two with 15 of them. Alex.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is sixth with four career triple-doubles as a Bull. Lawrence.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose had one. Just one as a Bull, but that puts him tied for 16th with the bottom 10 people on this list. Tanny.
I remember as a big man, Stacey King referencing Joakim Noah messing around and having a triple-double every now and then.
Seven of them.
Wow.
Fourth all-time among the Bulls players for triple-doubles. Fourth, Joakim Noah with seven. Alex. Looking for a bull. A Bulls player.
Vooch.
Nikola Vucevic has three. He is eighth on the Bulls list. Three triple-doubles. Lawrence.
Kobe White.
Kobe White does not have one yet.
Damn, I thought he had one.
Yeah, apparently not. None for Kobe White. Lawrence is out. Tanny.
And now is the point where I start thinking about the rafters and the guys with their numbers up there. Yeah. Jerry Sloan?
Jerry Sloan has two. He is 15th on this list. Alex.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine does not have a triple-double. Not on this list.
What about DeMar DeRozan?
Why is DeMar not on this list either?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
We have a disgraced host.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Looking for a bull. Looking for your list.
Yeah, looking for a list.
That's a good way
to... Is Kirk Heinrich on the
Kirk
list?
Kirk Heinrich is 11th with two triple-doubles. I got no DeMar. I got no Zach.
Is Dwayne Wade on that
Wait,
list?
Are we just going to keep going? Did I win?
Yeah, but Tanny, you won, right?
Okay. All right.
No,
yeah.
You won. Okay, you won. I'm just asking about the rest of the list. Well, just making sure.
It's interesting. I did stop after 25. It's possible that DeMar or Zach are on there.
Oh, boy.
One. How about
oh,
Andres Nocioni?
I don't have Nocioni, but I do have Io DeSumo, who's got one. Rajon Rondo. Charles Oakley has two. Norm Van Leer had three. Tom Vorwinkel had five. Pau Gasol had two. Anyway, onward we go. Tanny gets the category. Tanny, you did this last week for the Bengals, and I had so much fun. Let's do it for the Giants. Jackson Dart is number 31 all-time on the Giants list for passing yards among quarterbacks. Jackson Dart is 31. Who's in the top 30? Tanny, Giants, passers, go.
Guy we heard from last hour, Eli Manning.
Number one with 57,000 yards. Alex.
Phil Simms.
Number two with 33,000 yards. Lawrence.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
I just
is
wanted to make the
21st.
Guess. 21st. Hey, he's on the list.
He played like five games.
That's enough. 2,054 yards. He played a full year before Eli took his job.
What's the total on that?
Yeah, it may have been like nine.
Yeah, 10 games. 2,000 yards for Kurt Warner. Tanny.
Won the playoff game that was referenced. Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones, you bet. Number five all time with 14,000 yards. 14,000 yards, number five all time. Alex.
Kerry Collins.
Number four all time with 16,000 yards. Lawrence.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, boy. I don't have Russell Wilson. So Jackson Dart must have gone past Russell Wilson. He must be below him. So no, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Tanny?
How about Y.A. Tittle?
Oh, damn right. Let's go. Number seven with 10,400 yards.
Can I get a Tommy DeVito?
Tommy DeVito.
Yes, number 28.
Wow.
Let's go.
Tommy DeVito, number 28 all time with 1,300 yards. Tanny?
Did we say Jeff Hostetler?
We did not. Number 12.
Yeah.
Number 12 with 4,400 yards. Very nice. Alex.
I think I'm out.
Yeah.
I think I'm out.
Tanny, one more just to show off.
Well, you know, when you got to do it, the great John Vicenda name, Fran Tarkenton.
Number six with 13,900 yards. Charlie Connerly, Scott Bruner, who went to my high school, Craig Morton, Joe Pisarcik, Earl Marl, Danny Cannell, Jeff Rutledge. Tyrod Taylor also on a list. There you go.
Ty Gott.
All right. I am looking at a list of holidays, because Spiro Dedis has told us that we've entered the holiday season. And I thank him for forcing us into the holiday season. The Department of Data.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. As we enter the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
All right. Well, these are non-religious holidays I'm looking at. The Department of Data compiled a list of about 5,700 non-religious holidays observed in America, okay? But These were measured to see how real each holiday is, to see if the holiday was recognized by government bodies.
My head already hurts.
If people see it on their calendars by default.
This seems too complicated.
And how much attention it gets from the public. This is the Washington Post that put this out. These are non-religious holidays measured by realness. So is the holiday itself recognized by government bodies? Does it appear on your calendar, your Google calendar, otherwise? Like, oh, look at that. There's the calendar. And how much attention the holiday gets from the public, okay?
How many of these are there?
I've got 15. Non-religious holidays, okay? Alex, you can go first.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Is fourth on the list, the fourth most real and recognized non-religious holiday in America. Lawrence.
Kwanzaa.
I guess that's considered religious, is Kwanzaa.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll give you another guess.
No. Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is number five on the list. Absolutely considered a real holiday in terms of its recognition. Tanny.
Labor Day.
Labor Day is sixth on the list. Absolutely.
Very important to the city of Chicago.
These are secular holidays ranked by realness.
How about Memorial Day?
Number two on the list. Secular holidays ranked by realness. Lawrence.
Arbor Day.
I'm just so happy that Arbor Day gets a mention. It's not in the top 15. I'm so sorry.
That is BS. Save the trees.
I'm Lawrence Holmes for Arbor Day. Man, I'm going to think of you every Arbor Day for the rest of my life.
As you should.
Arbor Day reminds me of Lawrence Holmes. Tanny, do you have a secular holiday for me?
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July is indeed on the list. Secular holidays ranked by realness. That's like 9th. There's a big one up at the top.
How about President's Day?
President's Day, damn Skippy, is on the list of secular holidays ranked by realness. Tanny.
All right, now I know we get this one. I don't know if it's on your list, though, but I'm going to say for the community. Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is third. Absolutely. Third among
us. It's just. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday.
Oh, it's not? Well,
it's really not.
Then it's not among the top 15.
So you can file a protest with the committee.
It's not among the top 15. I'm the committee. I gave you an extra guess. If it's not religious, then it's just not in the top 15.
If it's not religious, crap.
Thanksgiving?
Number one. That's right. The big daddy of all secular holidays is Thanksgiving. Tanny.
New Year's Day?
Damn right, New Year's Day is number nine on the list of secular holidays ranked by realness. Alex.
All right, this is a controversial one. Columbus Day.
Damn right. It's on the list. It is recognized. It shows up on your calendar. It is controversial.
It now shows up as another thing, too, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
That was going to be my guess. Can I go? Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's not as recognized.
Well, it ought to be because my kid gets a day off of school for that. So I will also be filing a protest with the committee on this one.
Alex, one more.
Speaks is the committee.
For a win, Alex. Secular holiday.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is not here. Oh. Not on the list. You guys did very well, though. Father's Day.
So.
Mother's Day. Earth Day. Halloween.
Hold up. Earth Day is on there, but Arbor Day is it?
I'm sorry. Earth Day has a big PR push.
See, I had them written down.
Decade.
But we don't get days off of, well, they're on weekends, but like, there's not.
I didn't say it's an official CPS or U.S. Post Office.
But like, if you don't get time and a half for working it, it's not a holiday,
it's not
folks.
Official. You're damn right, Tanny.
Halloween and Black Friday is on here.
I said Kwanzaa and you said no.
You guys did very well. Secular holidays ranked by realness. Congratulations. As always, the winner is the listener.
And me.
And Chris Tanny.
Tanny with a good day today, yeah, which is strong. Outstanding. We like to see that. We also like to see Dave wants that. He is in the control studio as we speak, drawing something up on the dry erase board. His segments are next here on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.